I was talking to Susie Tinning on Virginia Harris. VIRGINIA. Virginia Harris, HARRIS. Date of birth is 5/15/41. Date of visit is 7/31/23. Next, please make copy for Dr. David Yoon, MD. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Virginia Harris for pulmonary evaluation. Next, this for the dentist. This is an 82-year-old female who has a prior history of atrial fibrillation. And history of diabetes, mellitus, and hypothyroidism. Has been wheezing and has been complaining of shortness of breath as well as cough period. The patient has some leg edema but denied any chest pains. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is included. History of cardiomyopathy and history for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, atrial fibrillation, and history for obstructive sleep apnea. Unable to tolerate CPAP. The patient also has bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis, and history for a C-section, hysterectomy, and an appendectomy. She had bunions removed from her feet and had spinal fusion done. And she also has been treated for COVID-19 infection in May of 22. The other surgery includes left total knee arthroplasty, right hip arthroplasty for degenerative joint disease, and has had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph, medication list included metformin 500 mg BID, glipizide 10 mg BID, Novolog insulin 16 units before meals, Olmesartan 40 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Timolol eye drops, and single air 10 milligrams a day, Crestor 5 milligrams daily, 20 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, Zofran 4 milligrams as needed, and Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID. Patient also uses albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 20 years and then quit. No alcohol use. She worked in an office. Next, allergies to codeine and to steroids. Next, family history. Father died of cancer of the prostate. Mother died of old age. Uh, gained weight. She has glaucoma. And she's had cataract surgery. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has reflux symptoms and some abdominal pains and constipation. Denies chest pains or calf muscle pains. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. There's no anxiety, no depression. And she does have easy bruising and bleeding gums and muscle stiffness. Next paragraph. And denies headaches, blackouts, and no numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, elderly white female, is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 150/70. Pulse is 85. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 188. Saturation is 95. HGND norms. Phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations, and few crackles at the right base. Heart sounds are irregular, asthma, respiratory, no murmur, no S3. Heart sounds are irregular, asthma, respiratory, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the tenderness, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema. No calf tenderness, reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor absence. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions inherited. Next paragraph. Impression number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three is a history of hypertension. And number four is degenerative arthritis. And next, number five, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plans patient. Can you also add number six is obstructive sleep apnea. Next, plans patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. So, the advice to continue with the present medications, including Eliquis, Famagen, BID, and Coreg 3.12 Famagen, BID. And single aid 10 milligrams daily. The patient will get a CT chest and a complete PFT. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Yoon, MD. Stock decision.